It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. There's great, the bar is great, great atmosphere, great staff, great food, great drinks, just well worth a visit. If you are in this neck of the woods, pop into the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A story that I find hard to believe is 8 years old is the story of the murder of a young girl in Dublin, and her name was Anna Creagel. And Anna was murdered by two schoolboys in 2018. One of the boys, known as Boy B, who was 13 when he was involved in the murder of Anna, he was 14 when he appeared in court. His case was brought before the courts again this week, only for the judge in the case to be told, you can't review this young man's sentence. Anyway, the whole point of that we're talking about on today's podcast is the Anna Creagel case 8 years ago is still around. It's still hanging around. And we still describe the two individuals who were responsible for Anna's murder as Boy A and Boy B. Now, these boys are not boys anymore. These boys are now in their 20s. These boys are grown adults. And it raises the question, and this is really what we want to debate with you today. Boy A and Boy B, as we said, are grown men now. And we're asking the question, is it not time that these men, as they are now, were identified? That we finally, for once and for all, found out who they are, where they're from, who their family is.
Well, everybody knows where they're from, I think, at this stage.
From the Lucan area, yeah. That's all we know.
That's all we know.
And we're asking a simple question today, and that is, should Boy A and Boy B be named?
Because when this appeared in the news yesterday that there was a review of the case, all over social media, people, because there's obviously renewed interest in this now, because there is a chance. Now, I'm not saying that this will happen, but there is a chance that either that one of the two of those boys could be released in the next few years.
Kind of unlikely, I would think, for now anyway. But there will come a time that they will be released.
Yeah, but for those of you who think that they're going to die in prison, old man, that's not life. Life does not mean life,
no.
Unfortunately, in the Irish judicial system. Now, the rules that were handed down by the court at the time, quite different to the rules of the Jamie Bulger case, where Venables and Thompson were named and photographed. You'll all remember that famous photograph on the front of the paper of Venables and Thompson holding up their plaques as they were charged with the
UK, though,
Jamie
has very different anonymity rules, as we found out in the rugby case in Belfast, which is under the UK's legal system, where they were named. They wouldn't have been had they been tried in Dublin. So we do have very different anonymity rules between Ireland and the UK. But the question is very, very simple. Should these two young men, because that's what they are now, should these two young men be named and identified so that we know who they are? We have a vague idea where they're from. We know who their family is, who their siblings are, and everything else. Or do you believe that it is right and proper that these young men's identities are still anonymous, that we essentially never get to know who they are? Now, the motivation behind the anonymity is dubious. I wonder what the motivation is. To protect young people. Okay, so...
Well, even without them being... And this was said back in... And by the way, we're not just saying yes or no, should they be named or not named? It's not a yes. If you believe they should be named, why do you believe? What has society, what will society gain from knowing who they are? Now, at the time, they obviously were named a lot on social media. Anybody who knew them, in fact, we saw photographs at the time. We were sent photographs, so I know what they. But I know what they.
Here look. We were only sent photographs today.
Yeah,
on our company WhatsApp phone, a photograph of the two boys. Now that photograph means nothing to me because I don't know them. I don't know.
And they've grown up now, so they wouldn't look like that anymore.
They wouldn't look like that anymore.
Okay,
but the point is, a lot of people know who they are. A lot of people, certainly around the Lucan area, would know exactly who they are. I have heard their names on several occasions. I've seen their photograph on several occasions. And we're asking the question, what's the point? What is the point in protecting the identity of these young men 8 years later?
Now, when we put this up on our social media page, I'd say 99.9% of people said they should be named. However, on today's podcast, we're going to get an answer as to why you believe. I mean, there's Diana saying proper name the bastards. That's not explaining how that will change anything and why they should be named. So it's not a case of should they be named. I think most people...
A lot of people think they should, but the question is why?
Why
do you believe these young men should be named? Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. A lot of people believe that these young men, they're now in their 20s, so they're not kids anymore. They're now grown adults. Even though they committed their crimes when they were children, a lot of people believe it is time we all knew who they were.
Now, if you look at some of the consequences of them, their names being released, back at the time of the court case, it was revealed that a family member of Boy B, so a family member of Boy B, had been attacked in Dublin by a group of men after he was identified as being related to the convicted killer. And the victim, who didn't even live in Dublin, by the way, was left with serious bruising to his face following the assault. So they were going after... And I'm sorry, even though what these two scumbags did, these are animals, they're inhuman, by the way, monsters that carry this out. Family members are not to blame. Would you not agree?
Of course. No parent or sibling sends their family member out to commit a horrendous murder like this. I am sure... This murder of this young girl devastated the families as much as Anna's family.
There were three families devastated by what
Correct.
Happened that day.
Yeah.
Obviously, Anna Creagel, number one, and her family, her mother and father, her father since passed away. Horrific, having to sit in court and hear how their daughter was degraded and how scared she must have been in that house that day when she thought she was going to meet friends and it was something completely different. I can't even imagine what they had to go through. But the families of Boy A and Boy B are victims as well when you think about it.
Of course, the families are, absolutely. No family sends their young person out to commit a crime like that. But again... We're asking, a lot of you believe that we should know the full identities of these young men. The question is, why? Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. We'd love to hear from you on this and get your opinion. Like Martin has been on to us.
Afternoon, lads. Should be a good one. I don't give a continental fuck about their families. I don't give a continental fuck about them. They're nothing but vermin. Scum of the earth. They should be named and shamed. Because what happens when they're not named and shamed? What's going to happen is they're going to have a rake of taxpayers' money spent on them, get a new identity, set them up with new lives. Like, come on, get them named and shamed. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. Same with the consequences. If you can't handle the consequences, then don't do it. Simple as that. They're only vermin. Get them named and shamed. I don't care if they're only kids. I couldn't give a fuck. They're just fucking scum.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Diana, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Diana?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Diana. Boy A and Boy B, young men in their 20s, still incarcerated. Should we know who they are? Should we know their names? Should we know their families?
Yes, I think so. It's very, very sad for their families. It's not their fault. as to what the boys did. I've got a 20-year-old myself. He's a great kid. I'm not going to be one of those. He's one of those angels or angels or whatever all that shit to see on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But I do think they should be named, because when they do get out, I wouldn't like my 17-year-old daughter to befriend them. So if they're not named, she's not going to know who that boy A or boy B is.
Okay, now these crimes were committed when they were kids, when they were 13. The argument here is that kids, people under 18, do stupid things.
The stupid things.
Okay. In terms of And in terms of punishment, these two young men are being punished. They're being punished quite harshly. They're still incarcerated eight years. Absolutely. They're still incarcerated 8 years later, and so on. But the question is, what is to be gained from naming them?
Because as I said to you there, I've got a 17-year-old daughter, so I wouldn't like her to befriend one of those boys when they got out of prison. So they should be named, so that way we could say to my daughter, stay away from that person. You know, that kind of way. So they should be named, yes, for future kids growing up in the area.
Okay, the reality of it is that if and when these young men ever get out of prison, which they will eventually be released, maybe in the next 10 years they may be released. Having them identified is only going to drive them underground. Having them identified is only going to make them disappear off the face of the earth so that nobody can find them, which is probably what they will do anyhow when they're released.
True.
Hop on a plane and get out of Ireland and try and build a new life. My question really is, what will identifying them actually achieve?
Again, as I said, like my 17-year-old daughter or other people that has kids growing up in Lucan, they're not going to befriend them whether they're in their 20s, 30s. And if they weren't to flee the country and they would go back to their family's houses, which I know where they all like kind of resort from, it will kind of put other people in perspective to not befriend them.
As I said, if they were identified,
but just on that, they're not going to be, when they do get released, they certainly won't be able to live in another country. I would imagine. Well, they would be able to with those sorts of charges.
Yeah, I would think that as well. Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
But they certainly unless
they're given new identities. So if you look at in the UK, Thompson and Venables, those two lads that killed Jamie Bulger back in the day,
something that I was reading about last week. One of them, I think the other day, was trying to get out again or whatever. But if you've got a kid, a son or a daughter trying to grow up in your own country, would you like them to befriend that guy that killed a child?
Here's the thing, I don't believe when it comes to a crime like that, I don't know if you do agree with me, Diana, when it comes to a crime like this that these two committed, when it comes to a crime like this, I don't think you can be rehabilitated from that.
Do you not?
No, absolutely. No.
Look at the killers of Jamie Bulger, one of them has been in and out of prison like a yo-yo ever since, but the other one hasn't.
It doesn't matter what they did to Jamie Bulger.
They should both be still in prison.
Okay, so you don't believe that there's any rehabilitation for young men like this, regardless of the... for all we know, lads, they're getting great care. I've actually spoken to somebody.
And so have I. I know someone who's had dealings with them.
And so do I, and said they're actually decent enough young fellas.
Decent enough. Stop.
The point I'm trying to make is... And I know somebody messaged in, stealing from a shop is a mistake. Murdering somebody isn't.
I
take that, okay? But when you're young, you do things that...
Not this. I'm sorry, not this.
They were 13.
It doesn't matter
of their age. We live in Lucan, we've drove up past that area where we used to go to the park with our dogs and stuff like that. What they did to that girl was horrific.
Yeah.
So it's not about 13, 14, 21, 31, 41. It was horrific. They were absolute animals. They should be named. And when they get out, I hope they've nothing when they get out.
And again, I don't think anybody will argue with you. However, they will get out at some stage. And if they are publicly identifiable or named, they will literally walk out of prison, head straight to Dublin Airport and leave the country. Yeah. Okay? Because that's certainly what I would do.
I don't know if they can leave the country or not because...
They can go to England or they can probably go somewhere within the European Union. They can get out of Ireland.
By the way, a lot of people are angry with you. And if you want to tackle Adrian, you can. That's what this podcast is about. Saying that you've heard that they're decent lads. Do you want to expand on that? Because I know somebody...
I spoke to somebody who obviously I'm not going to identify.
Had professional dealings
in Oberstown with the...
And said you wouldn't know.
Correct.
Yes. So is that what you mean?
That's exactly what I mean.
You wouldn't know, and I know that person as well, that from talking to them, you wouldn't know that they were the same people that committed the most evil act that you could possibly commit. So, but I still don't believe that you can rehabilitate from being... That's just pure inherent evil to
okay,
do
so again, your reason, Diana, and this is the question that we're asking, your reason for identifying these young men, I assume you'd like to even see a photograph of them if and when they're being released from prison or whatever. Your reasoning is so that other young people... don't get involved in them with them at all.
Exactly, because I've got a 17-year-old daughter and a 20-year-old son, and I wouldn't like my 17-year-old daughter to befriend them. That's basically my opinion on the whole situation.
All right, but stay there for one second, because Jason, you asked the question actually earlier on with a voice note that you sent me. What is the point? What is to be gained, or what is the benefit of identifying these young men?
Yeah, and all I can hear coming out of the legendary and that lady, and which they're perfectly entitled to, is they just want to know. They just want to know. And Jeremy, you're also an expert, aren't you? The people that go to college. Are you an expert, a psychology expert? Because psychologists believe we can rehabilitate. This sounds like I looked into the case. It sounds like they done something impulsive and stupid and probably didn't know the consequences because of their age.
When
you're 13 and 18, you think totally different. No. I know, come on, you know you do. Your 13-year-old brain does not work the same as an 18, 21
seriously.
You know, but what I'm saying is, as you said yourself, an expert said you wouldn't know with them. They don't sound like they were inherently evil. They were brought up evil, their family brought them up evil to go out and kill. It does sound like something fucking disgusting that they done. And it sounds more like an impulse thing, not something that... They probably could have been watching fucking something. We believe that's what happened with the Bulger Killers, wasn't it? At the time, wasn't Chucky the big thing? I'm just saying that was an influence. I do believe if you were out a child...
No, sorry, hang on, can I have to stop you there? Hang on, I have to stop you there. Listen, Jay,
one of the killers of the Bulgers never do a thing wrong since. He has literally, I always believe that he was just followed along with his friend, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
The other fella apparently is a disgusting bastard and he shouldn't be let out. But do we believe in justice and the rule of law? Jeremy, I do believe you're always screaming that we do.
The argument here is, Jason, and you just heard it from Diana there a second ago, she wants to know who these young men are for the day that they get released so that other people can avoid them. That's really her reasoning.
No, it's more that the whole family can be ostracized. I have a funny feeling that.
One family member was. Yes, that's right. Sorry, yeah. Diana, you wanted to go back in there. Go on.
That man could take a breath there. we actually know who they are from people living in Lucan. Okay, you don't. That's your business, not mine.
Yeah, but see, that's what I mean. So what? How would that benefit my life, me now? I believe the people directly around Lucan probably should, because you are at most risk. That's what I'm trying to get at. For the whole country...
Jason, you're talking about people in Lucan being told who they are. Sure, people in Lucan know who they are anyway.
I mean, people should be... I do believe the people in the immediate area, they all would know on anybody because Lucan say is a small place. So what I'm saying is, what benefit would it be somebody on the other side of the country knowing? So isn't the laws now that your daughter can be told if her new parent...
Okay, one of our listeners just messaged us, Jason, to say, wouldn't you want to know if one of them moved in next door to you?
Damn right I would. That's right next door. But what would somebody over the far side of the country need to know that? But see, that's ruling with emotions. Come here. I'd rather lock the bastards up for life. Let's have that conversation. If you murder somebody, life should mean life. You die in prison, I'm all for that. I'm all for taking the PlayStations out of fucking prison. I'm one of the old school. Put them in and let them slop out. But we've changed how we police. We've changed how we lock them up now. The 90s, we locked people up, they slopped out. Now they're still in the state. So prisons have
okay,
a problem.
Tell me why we should continue to protect the identity of two young men who were boys at the time of committing one of the worst crimes in the history of this state. Why should we continue to protect their identities?
For the sake of their families, to be honest. If you leave them in prison for the rest of their lives, I would not shed a tear. I wouldn't lose a wink.
Okay.
But if you do let them out,
Diana, let me just put that straight back to you. If no other reason, for the protection of their families, we should continue to protect their identities.
But everybody in Leixlip, Selbridge and Lucan know who the families are. So, I don't think it's a big thing at the moment. What that guy is saying, if you took a breath and listened, if you've got a child within that vicinity, you want to protect your own child.
Yeah, I understand that, but I can't imagine these young fellas, when they're eventually released, whenever that is, heading back to the same house in Lucan and just...
They won't be allowed, Adrian. They'd be okay.
It's not Lucan. They weren't from Lucan.
Well, wherever they were from, it doesn't really matter, but they're from that...
They'd have to be okay.
They're from that vicinity. The point I'm trying to make is they're hardly going to rock into the family home and move back in again when they're released.
It's soon they would. If you've got kids, you do, you'd let them back into your home,
Yeah, I don't see that happening. Do me a favour, stay there for one second if you can, please. I want to bring in some of your opinions on this. This is Fiona.
Hiya, sorry I can't come on, I'm in work. My kids were in that school and we know who they are, but we don't want them anywhere near our area again. And I think the public should be made aware of what kind of monsters they really are.
But again, Fiona, you already know who they are. You don't need it to be on the 6-1 News to know who they are. You already know who they are. And as you said, people in the area where they're from know who they are. The dogs on the street know who they are without them ever being publicly named. So
that's not true. We know who they are because we're in the industry and stuff like that.
But everybody locally where these lads are from know who they are. They know their names. They know their families. They know the professions of their fathers.
That's the point that Jay is making, that knowing who they are will not change anything. I mean, if we gave out both their names now, would it change anything?
No, of course not.
No, okay.
Except you'd end up in court tomorrow.
Yes.
Richie!
Well, lads,
yep.
100% the two of them should be named and up-to-date pictures of them shown. Look what happened with Jamie Bulger's killers. They went on to do more harm. Both of them boys come from very decent families. The families didn't live a million miles from where I am, so I know they're from good families. It's not the family's fault. Family are not to blame, and the family shouldn't be put through any torture, but most definitely everybody should be able to see what they look like and have their names so they can make sure that they're not, their kids aren't going to associate with them. Because me personally, if my daughter met one of these guys, we didn't know anything about them, and I found out who he was, I don't think I'd be responsible for myself.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Niamh. What did you want to say on this? Should we, after all these years, identify boy A and boy B? And if so, why?
Yeah, because if they're capable of doing this at 13, I would be terrified of what they're like now. You know, that they lured that girl away from her home and they did what they did to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't an accident. It was premeditated. It was vicious. It was nasty. And for anyone it doesn't have to be daughters. You know, I don't know anything about their sexual orientation. Just anyone who has kids in general. You know, they're 21 now, in their 20s now. When they come out, they're going to be big, strong men. They were little boys when they did this. What could a big strong man do? You know, there's certain things that if it's in
okay, that is to say, Niamh, that these young men have been in prison for all this time. They've been in, they've been locked up for the last 8 years. That is to say that the prison system in no way rehabilitates people, in no way educates people and teaches them the error of their ways so that they will never do something like that again. That is to suggest that our prison system is incapable of doing that. And
Prison system is perfectly capable of doing it. But what if they're incapable of learning?
As I mentioned, if you look at the killers of Jamie Bulger, one of them was obviously fucked up in the head and he's been in and out of prison like a yo-yo ever since. But the other one, no, the other one has not been in trouble at all. The other one is living somewhere in this world under an assumed identity and living a happy, healthy, productive life. At the point
or
I'm
hasn't
making,
been caught. You know, you just don't know.
Okay, but the point I'm trying to make is that what is to be gained by us knowing who these young men are?
It is, you know, why can't we have a system over here that they have in other countries where we can have a list that can be checked? So that if you send something from somebody, let's just say hypothetically they get out and my daughter's...
Oh, by the way, it's not hypothetical. They will get out someday.
So they get out and they meet somebody and this person's parents see something that they're not 100% happy with. There's a red flag. Can't quite put their finger on it, but it's something. Why can't they be on a list somewhere that we can check and then we can turn around and say, absolutely no. It's protection. Why are we protecting the criminals and we're not protecting that? It's too late for their victim. But there could be future victims. No one can
okay,
say
one of the points that Jason made, are you still there, Jason? One of the points that you were making is, if for no other reason, we should not identify them to protect their families, their wider families, anybody who knows them, to protect those people, Niamh.
Well, then compromise and have a list that you have to apply for.
Yeah, I'd be all in favour for that one as well, where domestic abusers go on it. I'd be all in favour of sex offenders going on it. And I think that the people that are living next door to these, but these two are going to be heavily monitored. They're not going to be just let out into the public. I'd say they probably will be relocated somewhere. If nothing else, for public safety, because the last thing, look what happened in Swords. Remember, it was a couple of years ago, they all got around this fella's house and smashed up the house. We don't want that. We either want to live in a civilised society where we believe the justice system and
Jason,
or we don't.
Jason, yeah. Here's the thing. A lot of people that say, name and shame them, we need to know who they are, those people actually do want to go around and burn them out of wherever they're living. That's what they want to do.
They want to get on the WhatsApp groups and the Facebook, and that's what they want to do. Oh, because that's the society we live in. Next door to me, as you know, I have a young family. They're the last people I want to live next door to. But I want to live in a second society where we believe in justice. I mean, Jeremy, you're all for experts. The experts reckon they can change people around. How many murderers are actually living amongst us? How many people get out of prison that commit murder and are just living amongst us?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I already said to Niamh a minute ago, Jason, that is to suggest that our prison system is completely incapable of reforming people who commit serious crimes, or that the people themselves are incapable of reform.
The murder was despicable.
Absolutely.
It's more the sexual element to it. That is very, very difficult to rehabilitate out of a person.
Okay.
Somebody's capable of that.
If you look at these two boys, only one of them was convicted of aggravated sexual assault, not the other one. So I would argue with you, and that's boy A, who got a longer sentence than boy B because of the other crimes that he was convicted of. But the point that I'm trying to make is you would literally almost throw away the key in the disbelief that anybody is capable of being rehabilitated. You don't believe...
No, I'd have them on a list and I'd ensure that, you know, It's not just something you can walk into the library and have a look at. You have to go to the guards, say, pay €25 for argument's sake. And then if you can prove that you have a very real reason to see that list, you will be given the answer, yes or no. They're on the list, they're not on the list. It just protects the, and it's not just these two. There's people walking around, men and women, who've committed the most awful domestic violence acts, and no one knows who they are. We need something to protect ourselves.
Jason, let me go back to a message that's just come in to us a moment ago, and it says quite simply, evil is evil, and you can't rehabilitate evil.
I'd like to believe we can. I just want to live in a society where I believe we can. I believe everybody has empathy in them. Nobody's born evil. I don't believe in that. You know, I really don't. But here's a suggestion, and I strongly believe in this. Maybe, I mean, they will be heavily monitored, okay? If you get out in their late 20s, early 30s, they're still able to go out and socialise with you. The guards should be obliged if they see them with a new partner. The guards should be obliged to inform that partner. I'm sorry, but it's just, listen, he's been convicted. I don't know if you know this, but he's done this, that. You know what I mean? They should be able to. At least it's controlled. They should not just going to have mobs going around houseless things. And I mean, we know mobs get
here. But Jason, one way of letting people know is by identifying them.
Okay, put the posters up there. There you go. And again, the day they get out of prison, take out a big billboard, put the posters up. If that's the society you want to live in, well, then there you go. But then where do we stop? Is it just murderers, rapists, child abusers? And then do we come down the list? You know, where do we stop? As I said, I want to live totally in a society where these workers will be monitored, kept in jail. And come here, we closed all the asylums or whatever you wanted to call them back then, because we thought it was cruel. We thought we could rehabilitate people in society. So,
all right, stay there for 1 second.
I'm all for throwing away the key on them if they can't be rehabilitated.
Stay there for 1 second. I want to bring in a call in just a second. I want to talk to you. But before I do that, a message from Robert. Apologies, I'm in work at the moment listening on headphones. Anna was from Confey in Leixlip, the next estate over from my parents. Every day people walk past a bench dedicated to her. These guys should be named, if not for others' safety, says Robert. Again, Robert, firstly, these lads haven't been released from prison. They're not going to be released anytime soon. I still don't understand what can be gained by actually publicly naming them. That's my thing.
So when they named Bulger as killers...
again, that's because of very different laws in the UK.
No, I'm just saying that they...
They did identify them, but then they gave them new identities.
Because they... Yeah, I know. But they said it was in...
Same difference, really.
The judge said at the time that it was in the public interest to know who these... Because when you remember the UK was shocked by the details.
But if you think of the hypocrisy of it was in the public's interest to name and identify these young boys and show their photographs and everything else, yeah? Yet they still gave them new identities to enable them to go off and live an anonymous life. So it was pointless, really.
Yeah, I suppose it was in the end.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you, lad?
Good, thanks, Sean. You're annoyed at Jason. Why?
How can you defend these people?
I know, but nobody's defending them. I haven't heard one person defending them.
Like, I mean, how can you say that they shouldn't be named and shamed? Of course they should be named and shamed. And as I said in my text, you look at the Pill family. Their family went through that, where a fella had been battering his girlfriend and the girlfriend's mother, and then got into a new relationship with this young girl and then stabbed this girl to death. Anyone that commits a crime like that should be named ashamed. And as I said in my text, we have sex offenders.
I'm at a bit of a loss to understand what the Jennifer Poole case has to do with this case of two young boys.
Because they should be... Well, my point is they should be named ashamed because Jennifer Poole didn't know who killer had previously went to stab his ex-girlfriend and his mother. But this is why I'm saying we should be putting these on a list, like a sex offenders list, but for murders. Where people, because as I said, they're going to be getting out in the next few years. Just say any girl, even a foreign girl comes over to the country and meets these two boys and doesn't know their background, doesn't know much. And then we find out 4 years later, one of them had killed the girl again. Should people not be aware of them?
And look, I understand. Okay, I guess what you're talking about with regard to Jennifer Poole, she didn't know about his past, about his... previous violence and everything else. And yes, people should be entitled to know that. But again, these are kids we're talking about. These
they're
lads,
not kids anymore. No, they're not kids anymore.
They're not kids anymore, but they were at the time. And it is for that reason that their identity is protected. I'm asking you, Sean, what is to be gained by identifying these young men?
To protect the women for the future going forward.
Okay, there you are, Jason. Nice and simple, to protect the women of the future.
And as I said, when they do get out and they are being monitored and they get into a relationship, the guard should be obliged to tell that person. Not for the rest of Ireland to scream. I mean, look at the hysteria that's going to cause. Look when that fucking Larry Twombly got out, yeah? He was spotted all over the country in one day. You know, the hysteria will take over. And what happens when they go after the wrong poor fucker who just happens to have the same name as them? Somebody looks it up and say whatever and gets the same name fella. We all know what the mob is like, okay? Mob rule is fucking no rule. The guy to the new girl, go to the family of that girl, say, do you know who this is, blah, blah, blah. And that should be allowed. So guard should be in fear of prosecution. But to have a list out there, and that other case you're talking about, that's shocking. Therefore, a guard should be able to go to that girl when he knew he was getting with her and say, he's been up on so many charges for beating the shit out. But to have a list...
Do you not think the police are under force to be doing this?
The police are under force to be doing this.
Anyway, it's published on the Garda website, so anyone wants to go on to Garda.ie, look at the fucking list, and if the name that you're taking is on that list, it's a red flag.
So what, you spend all day going through names? No, there's a more simpler way than putting up lists of everybody's name, and then you'll have fucking gangs of fellas and people just going around
so
and
let me
knocking
ask
on doors.
Do you not think we should be putting up, as we have a sex offenders list, do you not think we should
one
be doing this at the same time?
Yeah, no, one of them will be put on the sex offenders list if he was convicted of a
you
sex crime. He will be on the sex offenders list.
It's all up there. You can do it.
But see, we have to change the law then. We can't let mob rule take over. We just can't. If we do, okay, the guards can't deal with this one, right, let's get a posse together and we'll get down and deal with it.
Well, to be honest,
what happens when you get the wrong person?
Hopefully they do fucking find out and they do leave the country, because we don't need people like that living in our country.
And what country would you like them to go to then?
I don't give a fuck once they're over here.
I can't hear both of you. Sorry, you're literally screaming.
Jason, you're on the phone saying you wouldn't want them living next door to you, yes or no?
I wouldn't. Okay, so do you not think
that everyone else, they might not move next door to you, but they could move next door to someone else and no one knows. As I say, these are 18, 19 years of age now.
But they're Irish citizens, so we can't just fuck them into another country and say they're your problem.
But again, Jason,
what did we do with Jonathan Dowdall?
Jason, sorry, just again, you said you don't want them living anywhere near you, and I can understand that. I don't think anybody does, okay? But without knowing who they are, how will you ever know where they're next door to you?
As I said, I believe the guards can have an obligation then to the people in that area directly around them to say, listen, this is who they are. We have to inform you. But I don't want to list up where every night I have gangs of fucking blokes coming down the road looking for this house. And what happens if one of the fucking gobshites gets the wrong house and say it's my house and I'm not there? And he stuck a petrol bomb through the window. I just happen to be next door. They're all scum. They can't read it right. And he's packed the wrong house. I mean, there was a case in England a long time ago where the paediatrician got fucking attacked because somebody says he's a paedophile. You know, so it does happen, lads, and let's not say it doesn't.
Well, in fact, Adrian, during the when that case was before the courts, the boy A and boy B case, because they weren't, their pictures weren't published on any of the news sites, and this happens all the time. It happens with attacks all the time. a photograph of
somebody that wasn't one of those.
Kid, yep. A photograph of a kid. Just think about this, lads. A photograph of a kid was published on Twitter at the time and was left up there for a couple of hours. And people said that this was boy A. And it was just an innocent kid that someone was playing a prank on. Now, can you imagine if that was your child that had been wrongly identified?
Dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Emma.
Hey, lads. I just have a question there for Jason. If that's an opinion on the matter, why does he need to know the refugees coming into our country, what their background is? So, like, what difference is that? Obviously, boy A and boy B should be named so that, say, they're in Luke and they move to Bray. Well, people in Bray know, Jesus, John and Jimmy are after moving to Bray. We need to be a bit more careful. People should know every person's background if possible so that they feel safe. So boy A and B should definitely be identified. Like, this wasn't just like, oh, they were out and they killed her by mistake. They lured her out of her house, lured her to an abandoned building or something, and killed her. So obviously, like, there was intent to it. It wasn't just a, oh, fuck, we're out and we took, like, advantage of it. It was planned. And the same thing, like I said, you're always going on about wanting the refugees coming here. We want to know their background and this and that and the other. So if that's the case, then we should know everyone's identity, not just the refugees, not just boy A and boy B.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Siobhan, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Siobhan.
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
Good, thanks, Siobhan. Go on.
That guy, Jason, there. Like, he's saying he doesn't want him beside him, but yeah, he's okay with him being beside someone else. Like, seriously, like, your daughter could move and she could move into a house beside him. She could be in a relationship with them. And once they're not beside him, he doesn't care. There's a responsibility to protect the people and the girls of Ireland and the women of Ireland against these monsters. So they should be named and shamed.
And again, what is the purpose of naming and shaming them? To literally, you see, the argument here is if these young lads were named and shamed or whatever, and they're released from prison, they'd just go into hiding. It'll achieve nothing.
But, like, at least if my daughter's beside them, I don't want them beside my daughter. Would you want them beside your daughter? No. Or a granddaughter? You know, why shouldn't they be named and shamed? They're men now. They're adults.
Because on Jason's...
They were evil.
And Jason, I know you're listening to her, because as Jason would argue, there's nothing to be gained by it other than nosiness.
Oh, nothing. Oh, I actually know who they are because I'm from the area, so I know who they are. So, like, it's nothing. I don't need to know, but I don't want other people not to know who they are.
And how did the people in the area, without getting into too much detail, because obviously we can't identify them or the families, but how did the people of the area generally feel? I mean, it's been, what, 8 years now, and I'm sure it's still as raw as ever, and the fact
absolutely.
That it's back in the news.
Absolutely, and listening to it today is really, really upsetting, again, because it's brought up a lot. And, you know, people think, oh, it's not my area, it doesn't matter. They could go into any area.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no one is safe.
But as
they're
well,
definitely not going to come back to the local area, we know that. But we still don't want them in another area.
But as well, Siobhan, apart from boy A and boy B, there are other boy A's and boy B's out there as well. And if you think about it, if those two kids were able to, and I mean, you just have to look at the show Adolescence that was on Netflix last year to see how big of a problem incel behaviour is. And in fact, boy A and boy B, that all happened before incel. We even knew what incel meant.
Yeah.
We didn't know what any of that meant. And
yeah, I know
at the time there was all sorts, and it was the same with the Jamie Bulger killers. You know, did they watch, and I know Jason said at the time it was claimed that they were watching over 18s movies like Child's Play with Chucky the Doll. That was actually found out to be false, and it was found out to be a tactic that was used by the defense team to try and, because anytime somebody commits a crime, your defense team will always try and come up with a reason for doing it, Siobhan. So the defense will always say, okay, we need to think of, blame something, blame Child's Play the movie, or blame they were watching porn on the phones or whatever. But the fact of the matter is that there were a lot of, not, well, we don't know how many, but there are teenage boys who are walking among us now and who are capable of doing what boy
absolutely
boy
you better believe there are
absolutely
yeah, yeah. No, I agree,
yeah, but they have done it. So there's, you know, like, there are that people that are capable, but they have actually done it, and what they did to that poor girl was horrific. And, like, you know, there's 10,000 kids probably out there thinking, oh, like, you know, watching porn and watching this, but they don't all do what they done, you know? They don't all go and commit murder and, you know, Like, and people saying not blaming the family. I don't blame the family.
No, I don't blame the family. I do think that, not even talking about boy A and boy B, but generally, I think the accessibility that young kids have to hardcore pornography now is definitely damaging. I mean, I think when I was a kid, the only porn you could get your hands on if you were a teenager was a dirty magazine or Playboy or something like that. But literally now, no matter what your fetish is, you can see it. And kids know their way around the internet. Well, my young fella will not have a phone and will not have access to the internet because they know how to find this. But getting back to the point that Jason's making,
won't have access to the internet or a phone until when?
Well, secondary school.
That's the age of young fellas.
That's exactly
what age they were. This was 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah, I know that's a fair point. But getting back to Jason's point, Siobhan, what will be gained? You obviously in the area, you all know who they are, but you don't know what the young fellas look like. Like if they walk by on the street now, would you be able to point one out?
Well, I know what they look like when they were 13. Obviously, they've changed now. But still, you know, like at the end of the day, you know, everyone in the area knows them. Like, it's no secret who they are.
And in fairness, there's no secret in the wider world either.
No, that's true. Yeah, I've seen pictures of them in a lot of places.
Only today, before we started recording this podcast, we got sent a photograph of them. So it's no major secret, but it's very different when they're being identified in such a way that their photograph is on the front page of a newspaper for all to see as they walk into a supermarket.
And Siobhan, how do you feel about without getting into too much details, about we said at the start that there were three families affected by this horrific incident. It was obviously the Creagles, and there was the family of boy A and boy B. How did have they been seen, either family, have they been seen around the area? Or
like, I'm not going to go in, like, I don't want to go into anything like that, you know what I mean? But like, obviously, Anna's, I don't really, the boys' family, like, that's the, you know, Anna's, they've had a heart too, don't get me wrong, but the Anna's family I'd be concerned about, you know, and my dad died. Yeah. He died of a broken heart.
Of course he did.
You know, and and why wouldn't you be? And that's why I think the world needs to be protected, or Ireland needs to be protected against them. Because you're not going to tell me they're going to come out and they're going to be fine.
The world and the families need to be protected against these lads.
The families, I think women need to be protected.
I'm
still here. Adrian, if I put my father head on and let my emotions take over, I'd chase them out of town. Terrific. I'd do hang them, draw and quarter them. You know, that's me father emotional head. I am a father. You know that. Well, I mean, murderers out all the time, and we hope you will be rehabilitated. If we were to keep every murderer in, the prisons would be overflowing. And so we hope in the society that we live in, we've done that. You know, the people in Lucan should know, and as you said, they do know. But why should the people over the far side of the country know? If you move over there, okay, tell the people in the immediate area, okay, you're going to have to be careful down here. But as I said, they're going to be monitored. They'll probably end up in a halfway house in anyway, because I can't imagine them just getting a house straight away. But I have a funny feeling that...
Jason, if your daughter was on Tinder and she
see, there you go again.
Side,
if I put my sentiment head on, the guard should be able to go to my daughter. So what am I going to do then, right? Every time my daughter goes out with a fella, I go onto this list, spend the night going through it to make sure his name isn't on it. I've fucking 5 daughters. So what do I do? Spend me week just going through lists. I agree with you. Yeah, in a sense, I'd love to do that. I'd love to keep every bloke away from my daughter. Why? Because you're dead right. Every man is capable of killing. I'd like to keep every girl away from my sons. Why? Because every girl is capable of ruining his life. But we don't live in that world, and I'm hoping we don't. Sensibly,
but like these have more. They're more likely to do it again, or they're more likely.
Not necessarily.
Did you read what they did?
Look what the bull. Boys, look what the Bulger boys done, and one committed crimes after he came out, and one didn't.
One is too many.
Come here, you're dead right. But you said everybody will kill when they come out again. They won't, and the statistics back that up. Thank God they don't. What I'm saying is, if you can put the sense away,
you're thinking,
is Listen, what they've done was disgusting.
No, I'm not.
See, there you go. It's disgusting what they've done. It's downright disgusting. And you're right, I wouldn't want them with my daughter. But if they did get with my daughter, I'd like the guards to come up and tap us on the show and say, sorry, this is such and such, and he was in for such and crime.
Every time
one of my daughters goes out with a new boyfriend, do I go on a list and just start looking for names?
No, what I'm saying is, wouldn't you want to know if it was one of them?
But well, then how do I know? Do I have to memorize every face? What if you just have the same? So do I have to remember the name of every single murderer that comes out of prison in case one of them gets with my daughter?
13-year-old child, yes.
Every murder is disgusting. Yes. Every murder is disgusting. What about a man who murders a child? Is that more or less disgusting than a child murder?
No, it's not. But these are now adults. A male murderer would be his name, so you would know who he is. These were kids, now they're adults. They need to be named.
What do I do now?
We're not protecting them.
But you know what we're doing? We're protecting society because we don't want mobs going around hunting down people. There's horrible people walking.
I don't want to live in that.
What if you get the wrong person? So your son has the same name as the son of the person that they're looking for, and they just happen to find him because he has the same name, and they murder your son. Are you prepared to live with that? No, you're not. And that's why I don't want mobs going around. If you can understand where I'm coming from.
Okay,
as a father, I don't want them out.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't want them out at all. But we don't live in that society.
They should rot in prison.
Let's change society and change the law.
Absolutely. 100%.
Okay, but then we can't have mobs going around with mob justice.
Well, I would love somebody to get hold of them in prison and
As a father, so would I.
The bottom line is, Siobhan, you believe that these young men should be identified in order to protect wider society in the public interest, basically.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in a few more of your opinions on this. Damien says, this is all just nosiness.
Hi, guys. I agree 100% with Jason. There's just a collective nosiness. It makes absolutely no difference to most people's lives, whether or not they know. And everybody in the area already knows. So what's to be gained?
All right, thanks very much indeed. And Henry.
Hi, guys. I can't come on the show, but I'd like to give my thoughts on this, especially there for Jason when he said there earlier that they did it out of a moment of madness because their hormones were all over the place and their things like that. But listen, like when we were all 13 and 14 once, we all had our hormones all over the place. But you know what? We never went out to plan to kill or kill in a moment of madness.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for your message, Henry. Thank you, all of you, for your messages. Will the time ever come that these young men will be named? Possibly. But I would imagine if that did ever happen, they would be given new identities when they're released from prison.
So it's completely pointless exercise.
Okay. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. And we upload new episodes nearly most weekday afternoons and at lunchtime on a Saturday. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.